You're listening to MoneyWeb at Midday.
Now, I don't need to tell you that tax season is upon us, and often coming with it an increase in panic-inducing letters of demand from SARS. But many taxpayers only realize there's a problem when their bank accounts are either frozen or their salaries are garnished. Now, according to Razael Manikus, who's Chief Operating Officer of the tax consultancy Latita Africa, it doesn't have to get that far. And she joins us now to explain what these letters mean and how to respond before it's too late. So a very warm welcome to you. And maybe the starting point for this conversation here is, what exactly is a SARS letter of demand?
Okay, so a SARS letter of demand is the first formal step in debt collection. So you might have received SMSs or emails from SARS reminding you that you've had unpaid taxes. Whether it's correct or not, it's irrelevant. But SARS would have told you that you have an outstanding debt, and then you would receive a final letter of demand, and then you have a 10 business day countdown.
Why do people, Razael, so often miss that letter?
So people miss it mostly because they're not checking their e-filing on time. They've maybe, you know, changed cell phone numbers, email addresses, so they're not getting the correspondences as they're supposed to be getting the correspondences. So it's very important to make sure that your e-filing is correct, your contacts are correct, and that you're actually checking e-filing regularly.
Now, you mentioned 10 days once you get the letter, so the clock is ticking. What's the very first thing one should do then if you receive one?
So the first thing that you should do is you can either obviously contact SARS directly, or you can contact a tax consultant and find out what exactly is happening, why this is happening, and then you can see whether you agree or disagree with what SARS has said in terms of the debt.
But you've got to act immediately. So often people just fail to do that, and then the problem just mounts, doesn't it?
Correct. And once it mounts, it's really bad, because SARS can garnish your salary. SARS can freeze your bank accounts. SARS can, like on a really, really bad thing, they can withhold your refunds. They can attach assets. So it's very important that you act fast and act quickly.
Now, Razael, we know that SARS is on a big revenue collection drive, particularly as tax season starts. In this upcoming season, are we expecting more of those letters to be sent out and perhaps more concern to stem from it?
Yes. SARS has been allocated $7.5 billion to, you know, in collection capabilities, and it's gotten an approximately like 1,200 new people to collect. They've spent almost $3 billion in AI, so they're really, really, really going aggressively to recover outstanding debts, and it's about $100 billion. Sorry, so yes. SARS is really going crazy.
is it too late, in your opinion, to do anything if your account is already frozen?
No, not at all. So once you, even if your account is frozen, SARS is always willing to listen to you. You know, there's different ways of doing. You have compromises, you have deferral payments. SARS is not going to say, no, we don't want to hear anything you have to say. They're definitely going to meet you halfway and say, what can we do for each other?
So what you're telling me is that it is eminently possible to negotiate or pay in installments?
Absolutely. Absolutely, yes. You can.
Are you able in any way to stop SARS from taking action while you sort things out? Or is the entire move by them preemptive?
Well, it depends on how far, you know, how far it is. If they've already gotten, you know, a final demand and your 10 days is over, SARS is then obviously going to go forward. But if you already received your final demand letter and you act fast enough, then there are many ways in which SARS can stop, and then you can negotiate or do different things in terms of paying off the debt.
I'm assuming, given the huge target that SARS has set itself, all taxpayers are in danger potentially of receiving such a letter if they owe money. It's not just a particular cohort or group of taxpayers that are being focused upon.
Absolutely. It's every single taxpayer, whether you're from a small town or a big corporate, SARS is going on the drive for everyone. It's a blanket approach.
Raziel, how accurate is the amount that they are seeking? What happens, for instance, if you disagree with the money that they claim you owe them?
Well, if you don't agree with that, you can definitely talk to SARS about it. There are processes that you can go to SARS and say, look, I disagree with what you're saying. This is why I disagree. And SARS will take that into consideration and either come back and say, yes, you know, we understand, we see, we amend, or SARS will say, no, based on these assessments that we've done, we believe that we are correct.
Now, what risks do people face if they choose to ignore the letter, which I'm imagining is the stupidest thing possible?
Well, the risk is firstly, you know, garnishing of your salary, which means everything that you've budgeted for, you now have less. If you had a refund with SARS, those things are now being withheld. SARS can apply for judgments. SARS can take your assets. So ignoring SARS means that you could potentially lose a lot.
So what's your final piece of advice then? I guess it's to act fast if you get such a letter or face dire consequences, which is the last thing that any of us want.
Exactly that. You know, getting a final notice is not the end. It's actually just a timer that starts from the beginning. You can do things to make things better for you. But yes, I agree with you. Act fast, act now.
And just finally then, what are the most common reasons that people get these letters? I'm assuming that there are a variety of different transgressions.
Yes. So the reasons why people get it is firstly, they're not filing. So SARS does auto assessments and it will be based on, you know, what they believe is the truth or based on the past. So if you had worked and you earned money and are you no longer, they just do an auto assessment based on that. So it's mostly because people are either not filing or, you know, SARS is doing auto assessments.
I'm going to leave it there with my thanks, and the warning has been duly sounded. The Chief Operating Officer of the tax consultancy, Datita Africa, Raziel Manikus, I appreciate your time today. Thank you.